These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, students. I'm Michelle Baber, and we have an extra special guest today. Oliver Sims is here. You probably all know Oliver Sims from, he is a social media extraordinaire at Oliver Sims IV, which I think he is needing an IV right now because he had a little too much fun in Vegas last night. I can neither confirm nor deny. We'll let him speak on that, whether he had Vita Tequila. But my money is going to be no, because I still don't think you could buy it anywhere.
No, that's the thing. I haven't seen it anywhere in Sorin, Texas.
But that's just how exclusive it is. It's for Mormons only. For Mormon eyes only is Vita Tequila.
Yes.
Right. You have to, for Mormons only, it's exclusive, much like visiting the temple. Oliver is here because Lauren is on vacation right now. She took a last minute vacation to a place I've never heard of. Do you know where Angel Fire is?
Angel Fire?
Exactly. I don't think it exists. She tells me that's where she's going. I've been texting her the last 2 days. I don't think those texts are going through. It says like SMS text. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if she got a flip phone. I really don't know what's going on with Lauren. But we are going to recap season 19, episode 3 of Real Housewives of Orange County. So let's just get right into it, Oliver. What are you thinking really about this season so far? I know we just started, but how are we feeling? Okay.
That's my thought.
He's like, struggling. And it's not just the Vita.
Yeah, it's not just the Vita, y'all. But, you know, it's like, it's fine. That's honestly what I'll say about it. Like, it's fine. It's nothing like, oh my gosh, like, you really need to watch it. But, like, I mean, I do know, like, a lot more stuff that's going to go down in the rest of the season. So it's good to watch it now.
Right.
But, like, it's just, like,
a slow burn.
A slow burn, yeah.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, I feel like... Yeah, I feel similarly. You know, last season was so crazy because of Alexis Bellino being back, the Jesus drugs of it all, and her being with that Johnny J and all of the stuff that happened with Shannon. So we don't have that sort of like tension right now, but I feel like something's very dark and like what lies beneath sort of with Katie Ginelli. I don't know how to explain it, but I think she's kind of insane. Before we even talk about like this episode, because did you watch the reunion for last season?
Yes.
Where like Emily just randomly brought up like Katie not having custody of all of her kids. And Katie's like, I wanted it that way. And and then also like, I guess like she had like a road rage thing where she started following a guy driving with her like infant kids in the car and was like, she went to jail and was like in a halfway, like something's weird with Katie because and it's just like, she just lies constantly and it's starting to really kind of come to a head this season now too. So let's just get into it then. We'll get into the sex lies and videotapes of Katie Ginelli. But so we start off, with Shannon talking to – she's meeting Heather and Jen for lunch. Episode 2, we find out that Shannon was recorded by Katie having some sort of like hysterical meltdown, which, you know –
typical.
Yeah, we've seen it recorded a lot, but I guess, you know, Shannon – consented to those recordings. But Katie recorded her after, well, first of all, Katie recorded Shannon without Shannon's knowledge, which is really crazy. And we also find out she recorded Shannon after Shannon had discussed on the show that John Jansen had had ring recordings of her the night that she got the DUI leaving mm-hmm. his house, and how like violating that felt for her, and that yeah. Alexa would talk about, oh, well, we have these recordings of Shannon. So Katie knows all of that, sees Shannon having some sort of meltdown, decides to record yeah. it without her knowledge, shows it to Alexis while she's in active litigation with Shannon. And Shannon was not thrilled to find this news out at all. And then Katie, yeah, she's like, yeah, yeah, I did that. I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad. You got me. Like, it's so weird. I've never seen anybody like that on reality TV my whole life. Mm-hmm. Because usually when they're caught in like a web of lies, like Vicky, you know, like, okay, fine. Yes. I think, mm-hmm. you know, if we, you know, whatever. Yes, yeah. Brooks didn't have cancer. The documents were fake. You got me. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's usually like. But yeah, this is like, she's just like, she doesn't even try to keep going with a lie, like a Jax Taylor. She's mm-hmm. just like, yeah, I did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And see, that's the thing. Like, whenever.
It's so weird.
It was really weird. And I was like, it's. Like, Katie was just dead wrong. Like, just dead wrong.
It's illegal. Like, which Shannon tells her is. What you did is illegal.
Yeah, she was like, what you did is illegal. But in my mind, I'm like Shannon was like, you're illegally recording me. Shannon, you illegally drove into someone's house. Like, let's not go for right. stuff like this. But it's like, Katie shouldn't have done it. Shannon's also mad that she just got caught. But Katie, just why are you doing that? Like, that's weird behavior. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why it's like kind of like a weird tit for tat thing. And then it's like,
right.
I literally just saw this this quote literally 2 minutes before getting on here, and it said that the U.S. Sun reported that like Shannon had to be told to cool it more than once to take yeah. her anger out on the problem and even the cast. I'm like, we
something,
need to,
yeah.
we need to, yeah. But like with Katie, like going back to Katie, that is very weird.
She is weird. And then her whole explanation of it is like, mm-hmm. yeah, I did it. Mm-hmm. And yeah. then she's like, well, you know, what happened was like, I was talking to my husband and then Shannon came in late and was very upset. I guess Shannon, the story was they were doing the photo shoot yeah. for the cast pictures last season. And Shannon wasn't aware that Alexis was going to be there because she was a friend of, which was my favorite part of last season. Mm-hmm. You're a friend of. So Shannon was obviously pissed off that she was there. I think at that point they were in active litigation. She was being sued by Alexis, well, by John Jansen, but still. So she was pissed. And yeah, Katie says that she was talking to her husband. She sees Shannon in a tizzy. So she hangs up on her husband and just starts recording Shannon, which like, okay, well, I applaud the truth, but like this is so weird because it's like, and then she's like, she almost like looks at everybody like, yeah, like
yeah, she's just like
it's like you would do the same thing, and everyone's like, no, sweetie, no.
Didn't Shannon record Kelly Dodd?
Oh, I don't know about that. Did she?
Yeah, I think she did. I think she did. Like, oh. I remember because I wasn't watching OC for those seasons. Like, I still haven't watched, like, all those seasons.
Because you were, like 4 years old. And, like, shameless yes. plug, we just finished recapping up to season 12. So we have recapped 1 through yes. 12 on – no, through 11. Well, I think 11. No, 12.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's 11. We haven't gotten to the Quiet Woman part mm-hmm. of it yet. But.
Yeah. But, like, I think she – I'm pretty sure she did. Like, someone told me that, and I was like, did she really record her? And they're like, yeah, like she recorded. I don't think it was filmed.
Or maybe oh, are you talking about when they were in Ireland? Are you talking about, oh, I think you're talking yes, about, they yes, did show that yes, because I think they started recording Kelly screaming at everybody in Ireland. That was the season okay. we just recapped. And that was mm-hmm. the darkest trip has ever been on Bravo yeah. ever. Yeah. Yeah, so
it's not the same thing, like, but still.
No,
like,
it's not. Well, because yeah. the producers are like, thank you. We had to go to sleep, and mm-hmm. you bitches clearly have not been. Yeah. Yeah, I just think there's something so strange about Katie and, like, the mm-hmm. weird lies that she has. But more happens in this episode. Heather is like, Heather, mm-hmm. Heather, the living in Beverly Hills penthouse, but still being on the OC. I just can't imagine what her gas bill looks like, sweetie. Because anybody that's ever been to LA, like Orange County is not close. Like it's not like mm-hmm. downtown Dallas to like Richardson or like, Dallas. No, it's like you might as well be driving across state lines. Honestly, you might as well just be going to like Tahoe or something. It is not close. And there's so much traffic in Southern California. So the fact that she's showing up on time for her call times, it's like very inside Hollywood, what I said, but impressive. But it's like I think she wants to be on Beverly Hills at this point.
So too, like she also just said like she plans on returning to LC for next season. I'm like, you don't live there.
Yeah, you don't live there. I mean, I'm sure that they rent a condo or something when she's down there. But so she's having, so she's at lunch. She tells everybody that she is going to have a birthday party for herself. We don't know how old she's turning, but what I do know is
I think it was a month and a half
late. Yeah, and it was a month and a half late because she was like, well, my birthday's in January, but it's February. Everybody's sober and tired. And I like how she's like, everybody's like tired from the holidays, broke and fat. So I needed to go. And I was like, oh my God, Heather, everyone's broke and fat at my birthday. And these are two things that I will not stand for. I am Heather Dubrow. And don't you bitches forget it. You will never show up to my party broke and you will never show up fat. So I will wait for you to get your fucking finances together and lose some fucking weight. And then we can have a birthday party to celebrate moi. So that's, you know what? I appreciate that. You know, like I would get my shit together if Heather Dubrow would, that's a great diet. Don't you think? Like,
wonderful.
If I could go to a Heather Dubrow party, but all I have to do is drop 20 pounds, I will. Mm-hmm. I will be finding Ozempic on the next street corner and injecting it straight into my veins. Actually, mm-hmm. I have Ozempic in the fridge right now, and I took it once, and I could not stop vomiting. It was so scary.
Really?
I lost like 10 pounds in a week. It was scary. It was so scary.
Wow.
I looked amazing. Yeah, I'd be on like Zoom calls for work being like, and people were like, this is really affecting you, Michelle, talking about our profit and loss report. It's so dark. Sidebar. Okay, so Heather's deciding to have a birthday party for herself a month and a half late. We also find out, so she's talking to Tamara and she's inviting all the girls. We find out Tamara was threatened a lawsuit by Ryan Jen's fiance because of like some things that she said about him on Watch What Happens Live. So her attorney has told her not to be in the same room as Ryan. And so Tamara's like, wait, so you're going to invite him, but I can't be in the same room as him. And Heather's like, girl, you know how filming works. Like, she doesn't want to say that. What do you think of that whole situation with, like, what are we thinking of Tamara the last two seasons?
Tamara is simply trying to keep a check. And she's doing it in such a way that a lot of the new housewives come. She's doing a lot of, like, OG stuff.
Right.
When I say OG, I just mean or not OG, what's the word? Veteran.
Better. Yeah, she's doing better. But I feel like it's not landing like it did 10 seasons ago. It's not landing like it did when she was still with like Vicky and Shannon. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's, not to quote one of my favorite housewives, but I just feel like it's so nasty. So rude. Mm-hmm. So nasty. Exactly. So rude. It feels unnecessary. But
it's like she doesn't have the rest of the cast the rest of the cast isn't doing the same type of things that she's wanting to do. And so because of that, it's not landing. That's exactly what she started. Yeah,
it almost feels like she doesn't really have an ally. Do you know what I mean? Correct. She used to have Shannon. She used to have Vicky. She doesn't have them. Vicky's gone. Shannon, she's had a falling out with Shannon because last season Tamara kept wanting to be like, because you're an alcoholic. It's like, girl, like relax. And, it's not like Tamara hasn't been drunk on TV every season we've ever seen her. And she kind of has Heather, but Heather's really doing her own thing. And there's Gina and Emily are really close. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes Katie. And I don't know, Gretchen's showing up now with Slade, and I don't give a fuck about that. She doesn't have anybody, so it feels so weird. So she is doing some interesting things. I mean, she decides to tell about, she's the one who spilled the beans about Alexis, Katie recording Shannon, but other than that, it's like I don't think she's doing much. She just kind of seems
She's
kind of
literally.
sad and a little lost.
Say this. One thing watch for throughout this season, watch to see she and everyone else is going to start isolating. It's not like too obvious, honestly, right now. But watch to see what's going to happen there. And then
Watch what
they're
happens live.
exactly. And then those two are going to end up becoming pretty
Who?
surprised.
Shannon and no, G who?
Tamara and Katie.
Heather? Really? Oh my
That's just a
God.
little bit, yeah. Because
Yeah,
what I've
that's like oh
heard.
scary. That's a scary, it's a scary team.
Hey, that's just the word on the street. But, I mean, it's confirmed, like, to me. But, like, that is the word on the street on what's
Oh my
happening. So
God,
it's like,
major tea alert. That's some big, that's juicy gossip. Yeah, because I did hear that Tamara like leaves the show it during their cast trip in New Orleans, but I think
Yeah, they
she's
were in
gone
New
already.
Orleans. But, like, and then recently, I think Katie just sent her flowers.
Because it's weird because this season starts with Tamara being like, you went on a
Yeah.
like you lied on a
Yeah.
podcast at about to a blogger, like that's weird. I don't know. And Katie, I still don't understand what she's doing on this show. I think she's not well, bitch. She's just not well. What else happens in the show? Okay, so we're going to Heather's party.
Yes.
Also, did
Oh,
you? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say the food at this party looked really good. I was like,
It
dang.
did. Okay, so this is the other thing. This is the thing. This is why you can't show up fat because you're going to get fat at this party. But it is so funny when she's getting ready for the party. She's getting her glam. Terry comes in. By the way, Terry, when did he turn into Ken Todd? When did he get this old? I feel like now at this point, this is a this he, it's giving a little bit. I thought it was a ghost. He does. Can he do an upper bleph on himself? Because this is not. He needs an upper bleph. We need a. We need a limb. He was just looking real sleepy. He was looking like he was. He was looking like Sleepy Joe, and he comes in and he's like, how much is this party costing? And Heather, he's like, is it as much as the Nobu party, which was like I think 35,000?
35,000.
And then she's like, it's like three or four times that much. So it was like $140,000. Okay. I was like expecting like fucking fireworks to be blowing out of everybody's
Was
ass.
expecting like
Not
there's
a
going to be people
buffet.
like yeah, literally. I was expecting people to be literally just like a dangling from the ceiling and just like all this like artistry and like
We see
made.
some whore in a cup.
I was literally gonna say voyeurism. Like I was expecting like all that. Like I was that's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because of the venue itself, because
Okay,
that
we got to
whole
talk about this venue. This is this was a little bit iconic for me. So the venue where she has this really strange birthday party was at a former, so it's a studio, a former television studio that was for a Christian, like a Christian like televangelist station. But now it is like, so they have like a fake Sistine Chapel. They have all these columns. If anybody ever, I know I'm really aging myself and you probably have no fucking clue who I'm about to talk to. Tammy Faye. Anybody know Tammy? She was a very famous televangelist. She ended up scamming people out of money. But they would have like these type of like very over the top, very outrageous backdrops on Christian television in the 90s. It was huge. So I think it might be like that. Yes. Tammy Faye Mesner. Yeah,
Oh,
her
we have the same
and
birthday.
wow. Well, do you celebrate it a month and a half later? I celebrate mine for a month. You know what? Because if you celebrate your birthday a month and a half later, you too can have a buffet of sliders and sushi in the house that Tammy Faye Mesner built. What a do. That's iconic, honestly. But oh yeah, we also have to talk about Shannon and bringing around these boys. Shannon's trying to get her groove back, but she's just going rah, rah, rah.
It's literally like it's like, oh, you got number one, two, and three over here. You got them all on retainer. Like, oh,
I
okay.
know. It's like, girl, I know you're trying to promote that show, but this is a little silly. First, I haven't seen that show, but I need to. I think
Yeah, I
I
watched
need
like a
to.
couple episodes of it. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It wasn't bad. I need a the tea behind the show is more interesting, but So we see, I think it was number two guy or number three guy. I can't remember his name. Anyway,
Phil.
the filler, Phil with his filler. I thought he was stung by bees when he walked into that room. I was very concerned. I was like, I'm glad that Dr. Terry's there because he has to admit, or like, he needs to give this guy an EpiPen right now. He's having some sort of reaction to something. The filler was like, it was spooky. You know what it looked like? Remember that movie, The Nutty Professor?
Oh my God.
When the serum stops working and his body parts start exploding, that was Phil's face. Nice guy though. Nice guy. Just a little too filled. And Shannon's like, she's so Shannon. She's taking shots and saying, like, oh, I think you're so fattening. I'm gonna just have this slider and this grilled cheese. And Phil's over there like eating sushi. Classic. So also it was kind of just like a boring party. Like, I don't, what are we thinking of Gretchen and Slade being back? I don't think that they're giving us very much. It's kind of boring. No, she's giving us, she looks like Tammy Faye. Like, she looks like Tammy Faye Mesner. Her hair has not changed. She was the only one that made sense in that venue. She looked like they looked like they were about to like televangelize everyone, except then she talked about how she broke Slade's penis. Do you remember that?
I didn't
She's
want
like,
to
I actually broke his penis from being on top, and it can't ever get straight again. And I was like, yeah, we've all thought about Slade. He's they're kind of, and why is he wearing, like, why is he dyeing his hair? And it's like not even good. It's like just for men.
It just looks bad.
It
It
looks
just looks bad.
painted. It's just not a good look. Okay, so now I guess we'll just like get to the end of this episode, which was
Oh yeah,
Katie.
the
She wants to
Wait,
apologize. Yeah.
this is also how you're saying, like, it's kind of a boring party. That's how the producers are like, okay, step in. They're like, Shannon, get mad.
Yeah.
Katie, get ready.
And you don't have to do anything to get Shannon riled up.
Riled up.
Lauren and I say that Shannon is a mixture of Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter because she's always crying in a bathroom. She's always getting up and screaming and crying in a bathroom. And then she's also Kathy from Kathy Comics, who's always like, every day's a Monday. She's always
Just always
squawking and crying, but she always is,
squawking.
she's, and then she's just like, if she's not squawking, she's storming away. Shannon storms away to a bathroom to cry. And she does that for this party too. So Katie comes over to apologize. Finally, something happens. Shannon gets angry. She's like, I'll never speak to you again. What you did
The
is
worst.
illegal. I was in active litigation. And then she's like, you're worse. You're the worst person I've ever met. You're worse than Alexis Bellino. Ooh. And then she leaves. And Katie's like, nothing. That's the thing. Nothing phases Katie. She's not like, I'm sorry. I can't believe it happened. And crying to her husband. She's just sitting there and she's like, she left her grilled cheese.
And honestly, that's what made me laugh so hard. That made me not annoyed with Katie. That made me be like, wait,
I
did you
mean,
just
but also I think if I'm like on the cast, I feel like that would annoy me the most. You know, when you're like mad at somebody and they like it doesn't phase them, and you're almost getting more mad that they aren't like same level of emotional as you. I wonder if Katie knows what she did is wrong. She's just like,
It was like So Katie and I were friends on Instagram and TikTok. She posted this video and she was just like her son, she's like, you want a grilled cheese? She just posted this. Oh, let's get through. And making him a grilled cheese, he's about to eat it. And then he just leaves it on the table.
Wait,
And then she's like, you left your grilled cheese.
Katie. Okay, I don't know. I just don't know about her. I think she's good TV. I don't know. I just feel like will more be
Her
revealed about
solo.
her? I don't know.
I'm just wondering, what else is gonna be
I need something to
revealed in
happen.
this? Because it's like you see on the next the preview for next episode, I think she and Heather were talking, saying that, I forgot what's her name, but she's on SiriusXM and podcast with Andy all the time. But I forgot her name. But Heather was like, you, like Tamara told me that you are telling her stories also. He was like, what? Now, I cannot remember her name, but like, I was like, no, why would Tamara say that? Tamara's just stirring. She's
Yeah,
telling
I think Tamara's just like she's just like, you know what, I need the check here. I know how to make people like fight and do whatever needs to happen. I just need to not be sued by Ryan right now and wear a hat that says FBI. I mean, I always feel like even when OC is not having one of its best seasons, it's still like that girl. Like I still think it's one of the great. I think there's a reason that it's been on as long as it has. Like it hasn't been canceled at this point. Like even
It
New
hasn't
York,
had like
which
a
was
huge,
even New York is gone, at, which good because that reboot was like I was like it was so fucked up and stupid.
like allegedly they're still casting for New York and they're still casting for Jersey, but it's like all the East Coast
They
franchises.
tried. I wondered if they were casting when we had all those drones in Jersey and New York, if they were just Bravo was just looking for some talent. I don't
They
know.
just
I
sent
don't
Miami
know.
itself.
I just, yeah, I mean, Jersey's like crazy. I couldn't, for me, I couldn't do, I can't do another season of Melissa and Teresa. I just can't do it, you know?
It's just like the same thing over and over. So it's
Yeah.
like what else is new?
I know it's the same thing. It's like, okay, like again, like Teresa hasn't paid her taxes, even though she's married to a completely different person living in a very different house, and her other husband's been deported. And
See, And that's also why I'm also not ready for Beverly Hills to come back, because it's like
it's not a good show.
I do not like I do not
It's
like
not a good show. I want to be on
it right
the I on the record, Kyle is the worst thing that's happened to television in the last 20 years. She's such bad TV. She hasn't. She's
No,
not. She
I
hasn't
wish.
given any moments ever.
And it's funny because whenever people are saying like what have you shown? She's like, I've shown my marriage is falling apart and this, that, whatever. That
But
wasn't
it's.
by choice. That wasn't by choice. Like you did not want to share anything. You also brought on Morgan on TV
Yeah.
and then you don't want to talk about her. That's
Right.
really weird. You can't just do that.
And
Like
all the
whenever you get on,
social media posts and all of the things and never acknowledging it. At this point, it's like if you're on a reality TV show, like I get like coming out has to be like it's a journey and it's personal and all of the things. But at this point, it's either like if you don't want to do this publicly, then you probably don't need to be in a position as a public person this way. But she won't leave the show. I don't know why she's still on there. She doesn't look like she's having a good time. The only thing she ever felt like where I was like, she was fine revealing was her sister Kim's
Oh
addiction.
my gosh, yeah, but I'm like, oh wait, did I tell you my grandparents, they lived in the house next door to that house. So like they
Wait,
just told me this a couple
where
years ago.
Kyle yelled at her sister, and you're an alcoholic, and now everybody knows it.
And Kim's like, you stole my goddamn house. Yeah, my
Ugh.
grandparents lived in the house
The
next door, and
stolen
they said
house?
not in the stolen house, the one next door to it. But like they said Kim would have all these parties. And like they'd go over to Kim's house and she was really nice, but like sometimes she'd just like end up like they
Yeah.
would all leave because she'd be like crying on her couch.
Yeah.
So it was super. But yeah, like Beverly Hills, I'm so over it. That's why OC will like be really good, like in comparison, because it's like there's so this season, like it's fine. Like
It's
there's
fine. Yeah,
nothing
it's still
great. There's nothing.
entertaining. Yeah, it's still entertaining. I think it's going to get better. Even like the seasons that have been kind of slower burns, like I still feel like we get iconic moments out of it. Are there any other
It's
like are you watching Miami at all?
yeah, I'm watching Miami.
Oof.
I have
I
so
just
much
watched.
that's on Miami.
Okay. How much? Let's okay, like we're just going to do this, but did you watch the last episode of Miami? Gertie's party. Okay. Really quickly, I mean, I don't even know how to start that recap, but we'll just start it at Gertie's party. Gertie decides to have a party for life. She's celebrating. She'll be 1 year cancer free. We love Gertie. We're so happy for her. So she wants to, you know, have a Tuesday night party celebrating life and giving a $10,000, not a Trump check, but a $10,000 check to a I think the charity is called Survive Her, which is, you know, Survivor, for breast cancer research and awareness. So we love that. Everyone's going to wear all white. And then something happens. Oliver, do you want to, what did, from your perspective, because I think this is going to be a situation, you know, where like several people witness a car accident, but you can have different interpretations of what happened in that car accident.
So much happened behind the scenes that we did not see until after.
Really?
Had shown the test.
Okay, what do you know? What do you know? Because you know these Miami girls.
Yeah, no, I was just like basically it's a lot deeper. It's like if you think about it from the beginning, we have this cruise that they both went on, and Jen Fessler even was on the cruise, and she was saying, yeah, like Gertie literally was like, no, you cannot sit here. Not Gertie. Julia said, you cannot sit here to Gertie.
And what was this cruise?
It was some type of like celebrity themed cruise or housewives.
Housewives did these weird like cruises, kind of how like, you know, Paris Hilton, like way back in the day, did like club like appearances.
Yes.
Like, I think the housewives do like, you know, because, you know, older people like cruises. And on the cruise, you can often find like a Heather Dubrow style spread with a grilled cheese and some French fries and, you know, some sushi.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like they go on this cruise and Julie was being really weird about it because also like Martina apparently was like in, she had surgery, she had some stuff with health emergencies, so Martina couldn't go, but Julie was like, oh, girl, you want to come with me?
Why?
She would just like not go on the cruise, but that's weird. So that's the first part. Then whenever they are back and they're filming, they're talking about, after this, that's when Julia has her reveal to everyone like on a Zoom call that she's adopting these babies.
Yeah.
Gertie was in the waiting room and Julia would not let her in. And so then Gertie's like, why didn't you let me in? And Julia's like, oh, sorry, I didn't see, whatever. Julia's also being really weird with that. Then they start filming and they're talking about the weird energy between them.
Yeah.
And at Marisol's like surprise wedding ceremony or wedding,
which by the way, I have to tell you, that episode, it's so iconic to me. Like the fact that this was Marisol's like wedding and like she has a sty in her eye. She looks like a fucking pirate. And but her actual family is there. It wasn't just like a for television type of event. Like her like stepkids and like her whole like their family and her husband's family, they're there. Also, I have to say really quick, like Alexi had a great line in the confessionals on that episode. It was like a couple episodes back where Alexi's like, I'm so excited to go to this wedding. I've never been to any of her weddings. Anyway, okay, so let's get back to Gertie's.
Yeah, so you have, so the cruise is number one. Number two is the adoption thing where Julia's just being really weird. Then Marisol's party. And Julia and Gertie, they're like, Gertie's like, we should probably talk about it. Julia just gets activated, 0 to 100 out of nowhere.
Yeah, she's gone full Shannon Storm's Bedore, but except she's not going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Like they get into it, and then all of a sudden, Julia throws her water onto Gertie. Which
people, this was Marisol's wedding.
Yes, like you, like she threw a drink at her. Literally, that's assault and battery. Like,
Gertie lets us know that.
Yeah, like, come on now, you can't do that. But what was really weird, it's like none of the girls did anything. No one flinched. No one was like, oh my gosh, you shouldn't have done that, this, whatever. They are all just like,
After
that,
like, the only people that say anything are like Marisol's like stepkids and like her, they're like her husband, like, I think we're gonna get kicked off of this boat. But it is funny. I mean, well, one of the things that Gertie says on that at Marisol's wedding to Julia, well, at, you know, it was Marisol's wedding. She says to Julia, like, and you were in New York getting a facelift while Martina was getting chemotherapy. And then Julia's like, I can't believe she talked about my facelift. Like, sweetie, during chemo.
Like, your priorities are so out of whack. Like, what are you talking about?
How did they have time to fill out these adoption papers with the facelift and the chemo and then the...
They've got
all these fucking donkeys wearing diapers. Like, I don't know how they do it.
I really cannot.
Okay. It's crazy. So now we're at Gertie's celebration of a Tuesday celebration of life.
Yeah. And like they're at Gertie's celebration of life. Oh wait. Before that, while they're still at events, like Martina's being really weird towards Gertie too, just being like
Yeah.
really standoffish. Then they have like the whole Grecian thing. And this was
Oh,
after
yeah.
Julia had apologized. At the
Yeah.
Grecian thing, Julia brought it up to the guy and was like, "So what do you do when your friend brings up something, really hurtful about your family? You threw a glass on her," and then she decided to say, like, "Girl, you were wrong for even going on a trip while your wife was getting chemotherapy." Or no, you're wrong for getting a facelift while your wife is getting chemotherapy. That is crazy. So then
Yeah.
after that, Gertie's like, "What the heck?" Then at Gertie's celebration of life, Julia goes up to Russell and is just talking. Russell obviously is being a little bit cold because he's like,
He's a
"I
little
just like I don't."
standoffish. Yeah.
Of
He
course.
doesn't want to engage. And
Yeah.
he's probably like, this isn't healthy for my wife. I like
Yeah. And then
Russell, honestly. I
I
think
do
he's one
too.
of like the
He
good husbands.
Oh, absolutely. You know he loves her
He
down.
brought,
Like
yeah,
that's oh
he
yeah.
loves her. Yeah.
So like Julia's talking to him and Julia like concludes in her mind, like, "Oh, he probably only heard, Gertie's side of the story." What? So then Russell goes and tells that to Gertie, and Gertie's like, "Is she serious? Like she brought this up again after we had apologized
So
and
this is
or
all
after
at
she had
the
apologized."
party. This is all happening at
Yes.
the party.
Yes. So then right when Russell tells her that, she's like, "Are you serious?" Then she tells her assistant, she's like, "When I say this word, put these screenshots of our text up on the
Okay, now
screen."
this is, I've never seen anything like this where she's like at a cancer celebration. Well, we're not celebrating cancer. She's cancer free and she's So she goes on stage, Gertie goes on stage and she is telling like, her cancer story and, talking and she brings her sons and Russell on stage and thanks them for, just everything that she had went through, how they were her rock and everybody's very emotional. It's very, she's 1 year cancer free, which is amazing. And she's also like, if you didn't know who Gertie was before, like she's was really kind of famous in Miami. She's like a celebrity event planner. She did a lot of kind of famous people's like weddings and stuff. Anyway, she's thrown this gorgeous party for herself. She gives like, there's like the charity getting the check and, all these really nice things. And then she was like, thank you. And I'll be on stage later for a few more things. And everyone's like, that's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird thing to say. And, her family, like her kids leave and Russell leave, probably because this was again on a Tuesday and they had to, like, they had school in the morning. So they leave and, everyone's like, okay, I'm going to go get a drink, blah, blah, blah. Then Gertie goes back on stage and we think that she's going on stage too. Also, there was like this DJ behind her. It was very funny just standing there. We think she's going on stage to like, introduce like the at like there was they had some like performance artists that didn't show up to Heather's party but they were at Gertie's party like acrobats doing something the people that you see when you go to a basketball game and they don't really have like a halftime show they just have like these people doing weird tricks and you're like that's strange Gertie had them at her cancer party but while she's before she introduces them I guess whatever word she needed her assistant to hear, she says, because then we see all of the texts between Gertie and Julia. I guess so Gertie can clear her name. There's a lot of information in these texts. And this is the first time I
So
ever
much.
agreed with Larsa because in Larsa's confessional, she's like, I got three sentences in. It's like, I'm not reading that. That's a book. And I was like,
Yeah.
yes, this was a book.
It
This
was
is
a
so much
book.
information. And there's
But
like
also,
the
Larsa just can't
cast.
read. Like,
No,
she
Larsa can't
cannot
read.
read.
Oh my God. Okay, the work that she's had done is starting to scare me. Do you notice her eyes are separating? Like her eyes, like
Yes.
they used to be like here. She looks like a fucking hammerhead shark. And like no disrespect, but her eyes are now over here because they're pulling her skin so tight. Her eyes are now on the side of her head, like a hammerhead shark, when so he can see predators. By the way, Larsa. You deserve that because guess what? You're watching Trump videos at lunch. Oh my God, it was a whole other thing. Okay, so Gertie's doing,
Man.
and but everyone's confused because like there's like the cast, like these five or six girls there, but the rest of the people there are like people from the
Interesting.
charity and from
Like,
like her like family and friend, and they're like, just kind of confused. And then she's like, now put your hands together for whatever these acrobatics. And then these people have to go on stage doing like crazy dangerous acrobatics. And I think, did she leave? I think, did she leave the text messages up on screen while they were performing? I'd like to think. Yeah, which is hilarious.
And the thing is, but if you pause everyone's it, like, the text
this
messages,
is kind of gross.
And it's like, that's the thing. Like, why would you, first of all, why would you do this at this type of event?
Yeah.
Yeah, at a cancer party. Also at a church. But also, the texts, number one, are not even salacious at all. They just clear her name. Yeah. But also, another thing, it's her party. I guess she could just do what she wanted. She's just tired of
it. Yeah, no, usually you see this type of thing at a reunion and we get a poster board of text messages. Mm-hmm. But this was different. And, you know, so at least like she had already given the charity like their check and everything. But so then all of the women, like a lot of the women decide to like get up and like they're like, we're going to leave this a little bit gross. Like I feel a little bit uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like I get it. You know, like you're upset with Julia and you want to clear her name, but this maybe isn't the like right place to do it. So they all like Alexia especially is like pretty pissed. I feel like she was really mad, which is funny.
She changed her tune.
Yeah,
she changed her tune once she saw what the audience said. Like, because like a lot of people they were like, "Have you ever said like, oh, this is gross? This is like, this is stupid for Julia to throw like an assault." None of you did that. Once Alexia saw that, she completely changed her tune. Mm-hmm. In interviews like she had recently, I was like, literally every single one of you did because you didn't expect the audience to be like.
Yeah.
What is wrong?
I don't know. But yeah, I like Gertie. Maybe it was a little inappropriate to do it there,
it was
but you know what?
Timing. It definitely was.
You know what? It's iconic TV. She's making moments. It's her party, and she can put, you know, screenshots of text. Yeah. Like the fact that they even had like the tech person who could get all of that up there so quickly, because they show you the producers 36 minutes earlier. Like we know how quickly this all came together. So people, but also they're like, all the girls are going outside and now the women are fighting outside. They're like, you know, blah blah blah. And then Stephanie, the new girl, is like, you know, I want to hear Gertie's side of it. And, you know, I want to be neutral to it. And Alexia does not like that. Alexia is already pissed off at Stephanie for saying that the Grecian party she had, the goddess party she had, was about Todd. She's like, I should just call it the Todd party. I don't know how I feel about Stephanie yet.
Same.
I don't think she needs to be wearing those gloves.
Okay. I was saying that her fashion, it's very much like Polly Pocket. It's like,
it's a little girl playing dress up in her mommy's clothes, in her mom's closet.
Yes. Someone also said it's like Jackie Kennedy in the 2000s. And I was like,
it's a Timu Jackie Kennedy, even though I know that, you know, like Stephanie will tell you that it's couture and it's, oh my God, almost like, did you see that TikTok of Lisa Rinna? Like, it's couture, honey.
I literally made that yesterday. Yeah, I made that yesterday with my outfit for Beyonce because I was wearing like head to toe Loewe. So I was like, it's
couture. Ooh, Loewe. Okay, so wait. We got to talk about Lisa Rinna. Sorry, now I'm going along. Okay. Did you ever see Addams Family 2?
No, I never did.
Okay, I'm going to pull up. Okay, she's starting to look like the guy from Addams Family 2, where he's got helmet hair, like one of the monsters. I'm worried. I don't know how I feel about Lisa Rinna, but that's a different situation. Okay, so where are we? But also when everyone realizes they're in a church at the very end, they're all like outside, like this is gross and blah, blah, blah. Right. Like we're in a church, and then Marisol's like, this is a church. And then Alexia's like, what denomination is this?
Now, one other thing I thought was interesting, Lisa and Adriana, the only two that were kind of more so on Gertie's side. But Adriana went up, so Julia was like, you can clear your name, show your text. And Julia was like, no, because it's like there's nothing to clear. Like Julia can't clear anything. And so I think that was also the rift between another rift between Adriana and Julia. Like
Hold on. I'm gonna find the picture of him with wearing his wig. I don't know if you can see it very well. Hold on. Oh, it's like little kids in a costume. Hold on. I'm pulling it up. I can't make it larger for whatever reason. Okay, do you see it? Do you see his hair?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Is that not the same haircut that she was rocking at that whatever?
She said fashion. It was like a mushroom bob. Like that's
it's couture, honey. It's giving it's couture, she was like she's like, it's Balmain, the hair. It's 90s Balmain. It's like, no, it's a gay who just finished their Tony and Guy internship. It's giving beauty school dropout, honestly, Lisa. Okay, but back to Miami. Are we team cancer-free life? Or are we team Alexia walking away? Are we team Todd?
I'm team Gertie in the situation. I feel like they were being a bit hypocritical.
Get the next season, they were being hypocritical. Get the contract.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what, Gertie? Guess what? Mm-hmm. You know, it was her party. Did it make the guests uncomfortable? Probably. But, like, I think it's funny. I mean, I think it's funny, and the charity, guess what? Like, everyone's going to remember that charity now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Toothless, not homeless.
Yeah. I think that Miami – I always say this about Miami. I don't think enough people watch it. It pisses me off that it isn't like such higher ratings. Like that Beverly Hills when it's on is still like always like the highest rated.
Yeah.
It's just not. I think people keep waiting for it to be good. I mean, with Beverly Hills, everyone was like, oh, Dorit smoking a cigarette. This is the greatest show I've ever seen.
Like Dorit is in so much debt.
Yeah.
And owes so much money to the IRS, allegedly, whatever. But, like, she owes all this money to the IRS, and that's her thing, like, every single season. I'm so tired of that. I'm so tired of, like, I'm tired of everybody on that cast.
I know.
But, yeah, like, it's also shocking to me that, like, Next Gen NYC got insanely high ratings. I liked the show.
Was it good? Like, I haven't watched it yet. Is it good?
In my opinion, the first two episodes were a little bit slow, but, like, the episodes after that, really good. And I really like Ariana Bierman. I really like Riley Purris. So, it's, it's a good show.
Yeah. I saw some clips with her. Her boyfriend is from Chicken Money, right?
Yes. Zaxby's, I think. But, yeah, Chicken
Money. He's from Chicken Money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's not a chicken head. Okay. Okay, well, I think we'll wrap it up there. If you had any housewife, like any show on Bravo or any reality TV show that's on like right now, like which one are you recommending to people?
I'm definitely recommending Miami.
Yeah.
Like 100%. It's so good and people watch it like you said. So, say like people go watch Next Gen NYC. It's pretty good. And then I'll say Orange County.
What was the last one?
Orange County.
Oh, yeah. Orange County.
Just because it's like, since Katie's not on the final trip to Amsterdam, I'm like.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like, what happened?
Okay. So, Oliver, you've been an amazing guest. Where can people find you again? And what do you have going on?
Look, thank you so much for having me on here. Well, you can find me at Oliver Sims IV. Once again, I still need an IV right now, but yeah, Oliver Sims IV because we're Oliver Sims the fourth. But going on next, I just have a couple more actual like exciting like Bravo events to attend over the next couple months.
Oh, nice! Cool. Yeah, are you going to BravoCon?
Yes, I will be at BravoCon.
Oh, you are going to BravoCon. Nice. Did you get a press pass?
Yeah.
You did? Nice.
So I was like, oh, well, thank you all. So,
oh, my God. So, that is exciting. That's exciting.
Yeah. Another Bravo thing to go to. I would say, like, what specifically it's for. You'll find out. But, like, it's in the little bit more.
He's going to the closing of Jax's bar in Studio City. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Are you watching
And
the
then
Valley?
After that, it's the opening of Carl's bar. What's it?
Soft bar named after his penis. We're still blocked by Carl on Instagram, so it's okay. That's okay. He'll never hear this because he blocked us on it. Well, this is amazing. Go work on that hangover. We love you. Make sure you follow Oliver on TikTok, Instagram, see what he's got going on, all of his special Bravo happenings. And you can follow us at Bravo_breakdowns on IG and TikTok and also YouTube. And we will see you later. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Let's see. Stop.